I'm Martin DeCaro, transportation reporter at WAMU 88.5 News. Metro is delaying a plan to phase out smart trip cards and install a modern fare payment system. The delay is another disappointment for commuters who've grown used to them. The dull thud of old fare gates opening and closing during rush hour is part of the soundtrack of an aging rail system. Metro would like to make a modern move, but it'll take longer than first planned. The Transit Authority is trying to move to a system where riders would use smartphones, government ID cards, or credit cards to pay their fares directly from a personal account. It's delayed, and Metro's not sure for how long.
It's pretty disappointing. The fare gates don't function well today. They seem to break all of the time.
Chris Zimmerman's a 35-year-old management consultant. He rides the train to his office in Foggy Bottom. He's also one of 400 people who took part in a pilot program last year to test out the new fare gates. The few that were placed at just 10 of Metro's 91 stations.
The kicker was that you had to find two stations that you could actually go in and come out with.
And he wasn't able to use his smartphone either.
No, just regular old plastic card that they sent us at the start of the pilot program.
Those are just a few of the problems that left Metro unhappy with the results of the pilot and helped lead to the decision to slow down the transition to the modern payment system. But remember, it's already more than 2 years since Metro awarded the firm Accenture a $184 million contract to build the new fare gates. Zimmerman says he can see why it's taking so long.
They were missing a whole bunch of different things that should have been included in the pilot, so I don't know how they could have even a decent idea of whether it would work or not.
Accenture was supposed to start designing and building the new fare gates this year. The transition was supposed to start next year, but a Metro spokesman says they will take their time to get it right. I'm Martin DeCaro.